International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and your words to work for you and to bring about the life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, your host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And today, I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of Southern flavor. I know you love that, from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. Guess what? So grateful that you've joined me today from all over the world. And if you are listening to this recording, it is because that the Spirit of God has attracted you here so that you can receive the solutions, the revelation, the insight, and the strategies that you possibly have been praying about. And I can truly say that your life will never be the same again after listening to this recording. Well, how are you doing? I hope you're having a great day. Have a great show in store for you today. I am interviewing Dr. Joe Vitale from The Secret, and man, it's going to be so good. Well, I've had a great week. It's been a beautiful week, a little rainy, but still, that's great, right? Here in the Atlanta area. And so we're just going to get right with it. I just have a couple of announcements. Number one, you've got to go to the network, loaradionetwork.com, and you've got to really subscribe to the Law of Attraction magazine. As a matter of fact, Dr. Joe Vitale is on that cover. So go there after listening to this recording and subscribe to that and read that. It will be life-changing. And secondly, just wanted to give you a couple of updates of what happened to some of my clients this week. Of course, you know, I would love to coach with you. One of my clients decided that she was tired of being in pain. And so I always say, either you deal with the pain that you're in or the pain of change. And so she made that decision, and now she's working with me. I had another client who started her own business after much planning. We've been working together for about 6 months. And then lastly, a client who realized that she needed to heal herself, hoping that as she becomes whole, that it will really change her marriage. So if you're interested in coaching, just go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com, take a look at my packages, or email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Well, you know, I mentioned last week that in August, I'm going to have a seminar. So these are some of the specifics. I want you to save these dates. I'm going to have a 3-day seminar. It will either be the weekend of August 7th, 8th, and 9th, or the weekend of August 14th, 15th, and 16th. I'll know next week and I'll give you more specifics. So this is the way it's going to go. We'll have a quick meet and greet on Friday. All day on Saturday from 9 to 4, I'm going to be teaching you. And I'm calling it a breakthrough weekend in August. It's not going to be a lot of hype. You know, I'm tired of people going to just motivational seminars, and then once you get back home, you aren't able to implement. It's going to be 2 days of intimate, experiential, strategic, and transforming from the inside out. Probably on that Saturday, for half of that time, I will be dealing with your limiting beliefs, showing you how to eradicate old habits and beliefs that no longer serve you. Going to be showing you how to really identify and write out what a successful life means to you, how to step out of your comfort zone, how to maintain your focus. So it's going to be a lot of how-tos. The second half of the first day, I'm going to be teaching you on how to use the law of attraction to create a life of joy and abundance. And then that next Sunday, for half a day probably, you're going to actually choose one goal, and I'm going to show you, or you're going to leave with a written plan for your number one goal, which would include a detailed description, a plan of action, a plan for measurable results, and an accountability partner. It's going to be raw, real, vulnerable. And I can truly say, if you come to do the work, that your life will be transformed. And I know that for my international listeners, that is really a short period of time. But in November, I'm going to do a longer workshop. And so this is going to be Breakthrough Weekend. I'm going to be praying with you, probably prophesying over you. And when you leave, you'll be transformed from the inside out. So it's going to be limited participation. I am going to have a VIP package, which means that you'll get a chance to spend 30 minutes one-on-one with me privately. I'm going to have a payment plan available for you and a workbook that you can take with you. So that's all I know for right now, but next week I will have more details, and probably I'm only going to probably open it up to 30 to 40 people. It's going to be on a first come, first serve basis. So I'm giving you plenty of notice that in August, I'm going to have a breakthrough weekend. And the Spirit really led me to do that. You know, I'm very strategic. I love how-tos, etc. Okay, my tip for the week quickly is to give yourself away this week. You know the power of giving. You can give a smile. Give with no expectation from the person or people that you're giving to. So these are some examples of some giving that you could do. Give a smile, buy somebody lunch, give some time, babysit some children and let the couple go out on a date. Send a prayer, give a prayer to someone, send a card to somebody. How about one rose? How about some flowers? You be creative. Think of something and give without any expectation from that person, knowing that there's a universal law that says that when you give, it will be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, other people will give to you. Einstein calls it the boomerang effect. Whatever you give will come back into your life. And we all know about the law of cause and effect. Okay, so let's go to these quick commercials, and then I'm going to be right back with Dr. Joe Vitale. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, heard by millions worldwide through 38 internet radio stations and in over 135 countries. Be sure to sign up for your monthly updates and get all the latest information on LOA radio events, such as cruises, workshops, and seminars, as well as information on the latest shows, topics, and guests. Go to LOARadionetwork.com and sign up today.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams? Imagine partnering with a coach that can help you manifest extraordinary success. Constance Arnold has been a licensed therapist and coach for over 25 years and has successfully worked with more than 10,000 clients. Constance will help you clarify your goals, eliminate self-defeating beliefs, and create strategic plans to manifest your dreams. Constance offers a variety of coaching packages, pay-as-you-go, half-yearly, and yearly coaching. Contact Constance today for guaranteed coaching that produces extraordinary and permanent results. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
It's here, it's hot, and it's a must read. It's the science behind The Law of Attraction magazine. Every issue brings you great articles and in-depth how-tos from all your favorite Law of Attraction experts, authors, scientists, and medical professionals. Go to lawofattractionmagazine.net. That's lawofattractionmagazine.net.
Well, I am back and I'm so excited about my very special guest. My very special guest, all of you know him, is Dr. Joe Vitale, and he is the best-selling author of numerous books from The Attractor Factor, Expect Miracles, Faith, There's a Customer Born Every Minute, Zero Limits, and I could go on and on. And of course, we know that he has appeared in many movies and most notably as a standout star in The Secret. And thanks to the remembering process, he is now a musician with many albums to his credit. So we're going to be talking about that. He's a featured guest on television all over the globe. He's an international celebrity and has an internet following of millions. And we are honored today to have him with us. So Dr. Joe Vitale, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you. I'm flattered and honored to be here. I've been looking forward to this. This is a great moment.
Right. I'm excited. And I said behind the scenes before we started that I wanted to personally thank you for how you've impacted my life, but how you've impacted and just changed the lives of people all over the globe. So we appreciate you, you know, the work and the time and the effort and the spirit of excellence, you know, that you really emanate. And so for that, I am so grateful.
Thank you. You've made my day. That really warms my heart to hear that and be appreciated like that in a public way. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you so
much. Hey, as they say in the South, it ain't nothing but the truth. So anyway, and you were on the cover of the Law of Attraction magazine, looking good on that.
Woo-hoo! I'm proud. I'm proud. I got on the cover. You know you made it when you're on the cover of the Law of Attraction magazine. I'm really excited about that.
Right. So what I decided to do was, and I'm just like really a very diligent planner about my shows and my guests. I read everything. But I went on social media the last 2 days and I said, okay, guys, if you could ask Joe Vitale any question, what would be the burning question that you would ask him? So it's going to be a mixture of both.
That's great. That's a smart move. Go to the public. Ask the fans.
Right.
I like it.
Right.
And I'm curious.
And so I thought of you yesterday, and I sent you an email regarding that as I was passing by the mansion of Tyler Perry. And every time I take that route, I think of how he slept in his car on that street, and he said within himself, one day I'll live. It's a very fluent area on this street, and it was so powerful. So one person on social media wanted to know, what was it that was in you when you were down and out or homeless? And what was your thinking and feeling, and how did you pull yourself out of that?
Yeah, that's a wonderful question. What was in me was hope that the sun was going to rise soon and not knowing when. So there was hope and curiosity. I knew that I wanted to be an author. I wanted to be a writer ever since I was a teenager. And I was pursuing that career, but I was not an overnight success by any means. And here I was doing all the right things. I was reading the right books. I'm actually living in the public library in Dallas because I'm homeless. That's where I went to survive the extreme heat in August and to have some place to hide But it was also my sanctuary because I'm a book addict. I'm a book nerd. And I would just read the books. So I'm doing all the right things. And I just kept thinking, if I keep doing the right things, if I keep writing, I keep trying, I keep reading these books, one day it's going to shift. I just don't know if it'll be today or tomorrow or next week or next month. So I had a mixture of hope, a mixture of curiosity. And I have to admit, I still struggled with the desperate situation. I wasn't dismissing the reality that I was suffering and I was alone and I often didn't have money for a meal. I didn't have a car. I wasn't living in a car. I didn't have gas money. So I had those desperate means all woven in to the hope and curiosity. But what carried me through to ask that person's wonderful question was the idea that this is going to change. I don't know if it's today or tomorrow, but this is going to change. I just have to hang in there. And son of a gun, I did, and here I am.
Wow, amazing. That's awesome. You know, and somebody else wanted to know, what do you feel is like the missing ingredient for people who have, you know, looked at The Secret, they've been to all of the seminars, and still seemingly nothing is really happening in their lives?
Yeah, I love that question because there's two things going on. The first is most people have a superficial understanding of the law of attraction. And that's nobody's fault. The movie The Secret just introduces the law of attraction. It doesn't go into a graduate level course for it. And we need to understand that the law of attraction works on our unconscious beliefs, not by our conscious beliefs. So when people think to themselves, well, I'm changing my beliefs, or I'm writing affirmations, or I'm doing scripting, or I'm doing visualizing, they're only working with the tip of the iceberg. They're only working with the conscious mind, and all of the limiting beliefs that are pretty much hardwired there are in the unconscious mind. So until we start to change the beliefs in the unconscious mind, we will pretty much get the same thing, the same old will just keep coming about because we're creating it, we're attracting it, but we're not doing it because of conscious beliefs, we're doing it because of unconscious beliefs. That's a major insight that people need to get. And then the second thing is most people don't take action. I'm a big take action guy. That's why I've written 50 books and I've got 15 albums out and I travel all over the world. I'm actually going to Kuwait tomorrow.
Wow.
So I'm busy. I'm doing things. I'm taking action on my ideas. But a lot of people sit and wait. They think that they're visualizing is an action, and it is an action, but it's not the only action. Most of us need to take what I call inspired action. That's where you feel a nudge from within side to attend a seminar, to buy a book, to go on a trip, to open a business, whatever it is, it's unique to each person, but they know that it's right for them. They may not be able to explain it. There may not be evidence around them that it's the right thing to do, but they trust their gut. They trust their heart. They trust their intuition, and they take action on it. But those are the two things that most people aren't doing. They're not taking action on their dreams, and then the other is they're not working with their unconscious beliefs to remove them, to release them, to streamline them.
So true. That's awesome. And so, Joe, someone else wanted to know, many years ago, you talked about spiritual marketing. They want to know, are you a spiritual person? You know, what are your beliefs? Because they are in business and they wanted to know what kinds of things could they also do spiritually to attract more customers and business?
Oh, I love that question. Yes, I'm very much a spiritual person. Spiritual marketing was a little booklet I wrote, I don't know, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't remember how long ago it was. That little book became The Attractor Factor, which so many people have read today. It's probably my number one bestseller. And The Attractor Factor is what got me introduced to and invited to be in the movie The Secret. So The Secret, The Attractor Factor, it can all be traced back to that little booklet called Spiritual Marketing. And spiritual marketing was my way of coming out of the closet, so to speak, and saying, yeah, I'm a marketer and I'm an entrepreneur, but I'm very much a metaphysical guy. I believe in the law of attraction. I believe in energy. I believe that we create a world on the outside from the inside of us. And so I talk about this and I live this. I'm very much a spiritually based entrepreneur. Now, what does that mean? It means that I believe that the invisible is more important than the visible. That the invisible is actually the spiritual side of everything we look around and see as material. The hard form of what we see is the spiritual form of what's inside. I'm more interested in the spiritual than I am in the material, but they're both the same thing. So we get to be on this planet and play in this wonderful world of all kinds of possibilities by living out our dreams, which again are spiritual, they're coming from the inside of you, yeah, and making them manifest, which is making them real, it's making them material. And along the way, we get to play with things like money. Money's a wonderful spiritual tool, but most people still have a bad attitude towards money. They think it corrupts, they think it's evil, they think it's got to do them in or do them harm, and those are all beliefs. I know from a spiritual standpoint that money is a wonderful tool to accomplish dreams on earth, that Mother Teresa and Martin Luther King and all the greats that are making a big difference or did make a big difference leveraged money because they knew it was a spiritual tool. So I am very much a spiritual person in the material world. I think we all are. We just don't all know it or admit it. So that's just some of my thinking about
it. Yeah, so true. And the number one question that I got from social media was, Joe, I know you already know which one it is. How can I attract more money into my life?
Well, that's a wonderful question. I actually wrote a little book called Attract Money Now, and all your listeners can have it for free. Just send them to Attract Money. Yeah, they can have it for free. AttractMoneyNow.com. www.attractmoneynow.com. And in that book, I reveal a 7-step, easy, simple formula that anybody can implement to attract money. But what's important is the very first step, because I don't think anything else matters if you don't do the first step. I don't think knowing anything about money or business or economics or anything that's out there in the earth world is going to help you if you don't take care of the first step. So what's the first step? It's taking care of your beliefs about yourself and about money. This is really important, and it's going to be important whether you want to attract the right romance, the right job, more money, or anything else you can name. Because if people don't think they are worthy of good things, they won't allow it in their lives. They won't attract it. They'll find ways to sabotage it. They'll find ways to push it away. They'll find ways to deceive themselves out of their own good. I knew a therapist decades ago, and he used to say, how good can you stand it? How good can you stand it? Because most of us don't love ourselves. Most of us don't appreciate ourselves. Most of us don't value ourselves. And most of us just plain don't think we're good enough. So when we head out to attract money or a soulmate or anything else, that part that thinks we're not worthy gets in the way. So the very first thing we want to look at is the reality that we are worthy. You are worthy because of the very nature of having your life. You are lovable, you are loving, and you are loved. That's why you are here, because you are love and you are being loved. So we are the only ones that's in the way of appreciating ourselves. It's our own beliefs. That's the first thing when it comes to beliefs about attracting money or anything else. Believe you're worth it. The second thing are beliefs about money. I can say one line and I don't even have to finish it because everybody's got to finish it for me. Money is the root of all
evil.
Everybody just said evil. Well, that's not true. It's not true. It's a partial quote from a biblical reference. And the biblical reference is a longer line that says it's the love of money that's the root of all evil. And that's slightly better when you realize it's not money itself, it's the love of money. And then when you realize that some of the wealthiest people on the planet do not love money at all. They use it. They appreciate it. They're grateful for it. But they don't love the money. They just use it to help them achieve their dreams. And remember, Walt Disney once said he wants to make money from his movies so he can continue making movies. Wow, that's purity. That's what we're where we all should be. We just want the money to extend our dream, to fulfill our dream. Money in and of itself is neutral. I think it's a spiritual tool, but that's the number one thing. Take care of your beliefs about yourself. You do deserve good things. Take care of your beliefs about money. Money's good. Money can serve you. You can make a difference in your family, your friends, yourself, and the community, the world at large, when you have money and you are a steward for it and channel it to do good in the world.
So true. So true. And I guess the next question on social media that people wanted to know, Joe, was how did you attract The Secret? Were you praying, send me something big? Were you visualizing? They want to know, what were you doing? How did you position yourself to attract that movie?
I was minding my own business, just writing my books and doing what I love. And Rhonda Byrne read The Attractor Factor and found my phone number and called me. So that's the first level. I'm going to tell you two ways of how this happened.
Okay.
The inside approach and the outside approach. The outside approach was me just being an author and doing my thing, just like anybody going through life, fulfilling your particular mission. I was fulfilling my mission. I'm still doing it, obviously, still writing books and creating. So I was doing that. Rhonda came across The Attractor Factor, read it, called me up, and I didn't know her at all. But I said, hey, if you pull it together and you want me to be in your movie, sure, I'll be in it. Not knowing that it would change history, my history, her history, and most of the planet's. So that was the first level. But here's the secret story. I was in a mastermind group. And about 2 months beforehand, I walked into my mastermind group and we're all having lunch and we all take turns talking about what our dreams are so that we as a mastermind can support each other. And I just blurted out. I said, you know, I want to be in a movie. And everybody looked at me and I said, yeah, I want to be in a movie, but I don't want to be a walk-on in the movie that I have to point it out to you later and say, hey, you see that guy way in the back, you know, with his back to the camera? That's me. I didn't want that kind of a role. I wanted a standout role in a major movie. And that's all I said.
Wow.
I said that is my goal or my intention. My mastermind, I don't know if they thought I was crazy or what, but we all just kind of support each other. So they just nodded their head, made note of my intention. And then a couple months later is when I got the phone call. So which came first? Was it me writing the book? Was it me stating an intention? Was it both? I'll let you decide.
So true. Wow, that's amazing. Another question that I want to ask, because so many people email me about it, when it comes to serving and giving and adding value to the world and being a solution to the world, how do you do that and when you need money? So I guess the question is, everybody says, well, once you serve and you give and you add value, money comes to you. But a lot of people say, I need money now. So what's your take on serving and adding value to others?
Well, we always want to be serving and we always want to be adding value. And we need to serve and value ourselves in the process. So I'm going to pause so that sinks in, because I want people to realize that, yes, you want to make a difference in the world, but you also want to take care of yourself in the process so you can continue to make a difference in the world. So you have to charge something in order to be able to further the reach that you want to have. It's a little bit like that Walt Disney quote. Walt Disney could have said, I'm going to make movies and give them away. He would not have been able to make more than the first movie. So what he had to do was say, I want to make movies that make money so I can continue making movies. That's a key right there. So I think that when people are wanting to make a difference and they're wanting to serve, that is a noble cause and they should be doing it. But they also need to put some value on it and charge something for it. They don't need to charge something outrageous, but they need to charge something that's fair, fair to them for doing it, and so they can continue doing it. But also, remember, there's a psychology here. And if people are not being asked to pay something that makes them feel what they're paying, they may undervalue what you're giving them. So it's usually wise to charge something for what you're doing, enough for you to make money to continue doing it, but enough also for the customer to feel that this is truly of value. And also, when I'm saying all of this, I'm not against giving things away. I just mentioned I'm giving away my book, Attract Money Now, at attractmoneynow.com. I give away tons of material on my website at Mr. Fire, on my blog. I'm always writing new things. I have a podcast. I have a video cast. I have a lot of things. Even that first book, Spiritual Marketing, it's still online. It's still free. I believe in giving. I even called the term karmic marketing. Karmic marketing is the understanding that the more you give now, the more you'll receive later in unexpected income from unexpected sources. But I'm also a businessman. I'm also an entrepreneur. So I have that balance of giving and also selling. I want to do both. And I think that's really the answer, is finding that inner balance where you're able to make a difference, you're able to serve people, you're able to add value, some of which you may give away because it's good for your karma, it's good for publicity, it's good for your brand, but some of it you charge for because it enables you to continue helping people. That's the bottom line.
That's the bottom line. Okay, somebody else wanted to know, how do you get your million-dollar ideas? Do you meditate? Do you visualize? How do you get those downloads from the spirit and then turn that into money? They want to know what your personal ritual is every day.
I love these questions. They're very honest. And they're really unfolding what I do and looking behind the curtain. Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing is, I think people are getting ideas all the time. I think every single person listening, myself included, you included, we all get ideas. The average person bats them away. They say, not me, not now. I'm too young. I'm too old. I don't have the money. I don't have the experience. I don't have the education. I don't have the time. There's a long list of things that people say. I don't say that anymore. I did for the longest time. And when I did, I was either homeless or in poverty. So I've learned to accept the ideas. I've also learned to make space to receive them. So that whoever asked the question wanted to know what I personally do. I have what's called a cigar meditation.
Oh, I like that.
I have a cigar meditation. It is mine. I'll trademark it or something. And I will take a cigar and I will go outside, sometimes by my pool, sometimes in the hot tub, and sometimes outside of my office, which is up in the trees, and I'll sit in the deck or on the deck up in the, with the squirrels and the birds and the deer wandering around below me, and I'll have a cigar. And what that's doing is calming me down. I don't take a computer with me. I don't take anything to read with me. What I'm doing is making a space to receive. Now, obviously, anybody can do that with or without a cigar. I'm not endorsing smoking cigars. It happens to be a personal thing for me. But that's what I do. I make my little gratitude moment, my cigar meditation, which is nothing but an opening. It's an opening to receive. And I've received book ideas, song ideas, business ideas. They just come streaming in because I'm open to receive them. And also, whatever magic power in the universe that gives us ideas knows that if it gives an idea to me, I'm going to bring it into life. Yeah. So it will bring me more ideas.
Right. Okay. Somebody else wanted to know, what's the difference in inspired action and taking massive action? They wanted to know, should a person take action even though they may not be inspired?
Well, yes, there are certain actions that you have to take, whether you feel inspired or not. Okay. I think when the IRS says your taxes are due on April 15th, whether you're inspired or not, you or somebody you hire better take action. Even if you file an extension, that's an action. And you, whether you're inspired or not, you probably want to take it. So we do live on the earth plane, and there are times when we have to take action, whether we're inspired to do it or not. But I really believe in inspired action, because that's your connection to passion, and that's your connection to your life path. When you feel inspired, that's when you have that energized, bubbly, warm feeling that starts somewhere in your belly or in your chest, not necessarily in your head. Your head might notice it after the fact, but it starts somewhere in your belly or in your chest, somewhere in your midsection. And it says, here's the next thing for you to do. And it could be, you know, write this song or make this business plan. It's going to be different. So it's hard for me to make up things because every person has something different. But whatever it is, when it comes, that's what you want to act on. It's inspiration. And that inspiration is coming from what I call the divine. Some people might call it the universe. It might call it the field of all possibilities. Somebody else might call it God. Somebody might call it Gaia. Somebody might call it nature, Tao, Zen. There's probably all kind of words for this. For me, I like the word divine. It's divine in and of itself, and it's a divine expression. So when I feel inspired, it's like the divine is breathing through me, and I want to take action on what it just told me to do. And that's one of the most glorious feelings of all, because that kind of action is exhilarating to participate in, but usually leads to prosperity. But it doesn't even matter if it doesn't lead to money or not. There's the ecstasy that comes from following an inspiration and taking action on it. So I love inspired action. I endorse it. I tell people, look for it, make space so you can understand it and feel it. When you feel it, act on it. You'll get more of it.
So true. Well, you know, Joe, somebody said that you seem so down to earth and real and kind of like raw and rugged. But then On the other hand, you're a celebrity, and they wanted to know, what does that feel like to be rich and famous, but then you're so earthy and down to earth?
Wow. I think these are wonderful questions, making me reflect. I don't think of myself as rich and famous, and that's probably why the down-to-earthy feeling kind of perception is there.
Yeah.
I certainly know that my lifestyle is different than what it was 30 or 40 years ago. And I certainly know when I get invited to go to the other side of the planet, like to the Middle East tomorrow, that I must be doing something in a big way. But I don't stop and think about it and dwell on it to make me feel like I'm different or special or unique. So I just feel like, hey, I'm just Joe, and I occasionally write books and occasionally record songs and occasionally play the saxophone and occasionally play the guitar and occasionally have a cigar. And, you know, it's just me. I don't think anything special about it.
Okay.
So that's probably my best answer.
Well, you know, when you in The Secret, you were emanating realness, you know, just not in mm-hmm. your face, but okay, guys, mm-hmm. this is what you need to do. And,
right.
You know, and I just love it. You know, I just love it. So.
Well, you should know too. Let me say something, because this could be of interest to people. When I was filmed for the movie The Secret, I was never told what the questions would be. I was never told what the topics would be. I didn't know the direction at all. I knew the movie was going to be about the law of attraction, but that was it. I didn't know anything else. And when they put the camera on me and Rhonda's looking at me, she just fired questions at me. So everything you see comes across as real, because it was as real as you can get. There was no preparation. There was no acting. It was entirely spontaneous. It was entirely inspired. Some of the lines, all of the lines that people liked that I said, like you are the Michelangelo of your life and
yeah.
the David we're sculpting is you, that was thought of in the moment. I didn't read a cue card. I didn't even think, I never even said it before at any point in my life. And then another point when I lean into the camera and I say, I'm going to get into your face, and that became something people really like and they talk about it whenever they see me, that was also in the moment. I didn't think about it. She asked me a question, and I just kind of leaned into the camera and pretended I was talking to you. That's all I did. It was very real and very authentic and very unrehearsed.
Yeah, and we felt that, and it came mm-hmm. across powerfully. Someone else wanted to know, they read your book on miracles, and they want to know, do we create our own miracles, or are we co-creators with the divine or God?
We are absolutely co-creators,
okay.
absolutely co-creators. We have more power than we ever imagined, but we don't have all power, and we don't have control. if we had control, for example, our dog that we've had for 15 years passed away last week.
Wow.
If I had all control, I would have healed that dog or stopped it or brought her back to life or prevented it. But we kept her alive for 4 years longer than expected. And that and alone is a miracle. We kept the dog alive for 4 years longer than expected. That's a miracle. But we only did it by co-creating the experience. We kept fishing for more information. Whenever we got it, we took inspired action. We tried everything we could. We did everything that we know to do. And we managed to give our puppy a wonderful life. She lived 15 years and an extended 4 years because of everything. But in the end, I didn't have the final say. So we co-create life. We're not doing this by ourselves. Even this moment right now, I'm co-creating this with you. You're co-creating this with me. And the people that are listening, we're all co-creating this moment together. I couldn't do this without you. So life and all the miracles, they're a co-creation between what I do, you do, what the divine does through us. It's all part of a divine dance. And it's quite beautiful and miraculous.
Yeah, it is miraculous. And my little puppy, she's a Shih Tzu. Whenever I'm recording, she just comes downstairs and sort of lies at my feet. So when you talked about your dog, I really feel you on that one.
Oh, thank you.
I really feel that.
That's your puppy for me.
Yes, I will. And then before we get to your music, someone wants to know, what is the most remarkable and miraculous manifestation or surprise that has ever happened in your life? They want to know all your business, Joe.
I love it. These are great questions. They're absolutely wonderful. There have been so many.
When I read the question, I'm like, I don't know, maybe one or two that you could share with us.
I will share the one that comes to mind first,
okay,
because there are so many of them. When I decided to be a singer-songwriter 4 years ago, it was a major step. It was on my bucket list, and I was 57 or so at that time. And I had no experience in music and no experience singing or writing songs or recording. But I managed to pull it all together. I managed to clean up my beliefs. I managed to use the law of attraction and attract all the right people. And then when we were getting ready to go into the studio to record my very first singer-songwriter album, the drummer that my producer had lined up bailed on us. He disappeared at the last minute. And my producer wasn't worried because he said, we're in Austin, Texas. There's a drummer in every house. And I kind of laughed, but then I thought, wait a minute. I had this inspiration hit me. Throughout my life, I had always heard of another Joe Vitale who was a famous drummer. He has the same name as me, pronounces it the same as me. He actually went to the same university, Kent State University, as me. But I never met him. I knew of his music. I knew of his reputation. He plays for every rock and roll legend since the 1970s. He's Joe Walsh's drummer. He was Dan Fogelberg's drummer. He was with the Eagles for the longest time. He's actually in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Wow.
And I turned to my producer and I said, this is probably crazy, but what if we asked the other Joe Vitale if he'd be the drummer? And so we found an email for the guy, and I wrote to him, and I said, please don't be offended. I know who you are by reputation, but we've never met. I'm making my very first singer-songwriter album, so I'm a nervous wreck, but I want to do it right. And I said, I'm wanting to hire you to be my drummer. I said, I don't know what you charge. I don't know how this works. I don't want to offend you, but just tell me if you're interested. And he wrote back, and this is the magic moment. He wrote back, and he said, I know who you are. I've heard about you for decades because of my books. And he said, I'm traveling the entire year, and I'm recording all year. He says, I'm only available for 2 days out of the entire year. And they were the 2 days I was going into the studio to record the first album.
Oh, that just gives me chills. That's
not,
so...
Not only did he come, he turned out to be a miracle. This man not only is a drummer, but he's got 40 years of experience in music. He's made 200 albums, 50 of them gold and platinum records. He sings, he plays the flute, he writes music, he does all of these things. He helped elevate my music to a degree that would not have been there with the other drummer or probably anybody else. I have brought that other Joe in for every one of my singer-songwriter albums, and he is now one of my dearest friends. He actually has come to meet my family. He met my father. He's very much into our lives. It's a miracle. It is a staggering, spine-chilling, amazing, by God, miracle.
Nothing but the truth. So let's talk about your music. You said, I was listening very intensely. You said, I decided that I was going to do music.
I like how you listen, yeah.
I am a great listener. And so, I mean, are you soulful? Has music always been a part of you? Where was that music? And tell us how that sort of evolved.
Well, I did decide to be a musician. It was on my bucket list. Throughout my life, whenever I came across a musician, I'd asked all kind of questions about them playing. Mm-hmm. But I never knew anything about it. I wanted to play guitar when I was a kid, but my father bought me an accordion because he wanted to listen to polka music. So I was turned off early. I had no musical experience, didn't even sing in the shower, but I had that secret desire. It's one of those things that's on what's called a bucket list. You know, you always want to do it at some point, but maybe you never really get around to it until one day you wake up and look around and say, hey, if not now, when are you ever going to do it? So when I was around 57, 57 and a half, I'm almost 62 now. So when I was around 57 and a half, I said, what's on my bucket list? I've written all these books. I've done all these things that I've wanted to do. And I've been around the world. What's left undone? And I said, music. I actually want to record an album. I want to go into the studio and I want to learn how to play guitar. I want to learn how to sing. I want to learn how to write my own songs. And I want to record my own music. Right or wrong, good, bad, indifferent, I wanted to do that. And I made that my intention. Mm. Now, from there, I followed inspiration. And I have to tell you another miracle story. Years ago, a band by the name of Porter Davis in Austin, Texas, had helped me with a publicity stunt to promote one of my books. So that was many years ago, and I thanked them, and we pretty much forgot each other. 6 years went by, and the lead singer for that band sent me an email and said, hey, remember me? He says, I'm going through some business indecision. I'd like to have some lunch because I can use some coaching. And I remembered him, and I said, okay, let's get together. So we had lunch. And when we had lunch, neither one of us was prepared for the earthquake that was about to happen because he didn't know that I secretly wanted to be a musician. I hadn't told anybody at that point. I had simply made that decision in my mind and thought, well, let me see what I can do and what the universe brings to me. But I also didn't know that he wanted to open up a recording studio to help people record their very first albums. Hmm. He wanted to do what I needed. He didn't know that I needed it. I didn't know that he wanted to provide it. He ended up being my producer, and he has produced every one of my singer-songwriter albums over the last 4 years.
Wow, amazing. So, Joe, do you write the lyrics? Are you inspired?
I do.
Tell our listeners maybe some of the titles of the songs, etc.
Yeah. Well, the most recent one is the one that just came out. It's already a bestseller and already sold out. The album is called One More Day. And the title track, One More Day, is a rousing classic rock kind of a song that really gets you moving, really gets you up to take action and do something and get something done. Because really the song is saying, you got one more day today. You have to do it today because you don't know about tomorrow and yesterday's already gone. So that song is a drive at home message of get off your butt and go take action because you only have one more day. And the first song on that album is worth talking about because it's called Some Thoughts. And it's a real bubbly, fun, lighthearted, contagiously happy song, and I play guitar and sing and play a little saxophone on that song. And it basically says some thoughts are crappy, and some thoughts are wise, and some thoughts are lousy, and some thoughts are going to make you feel fantastic. And the chorus goes on to say, like a jukebox in your mind, you can change the thoughts anytime. And so that song becomes a reminder that your thoughts are going to bubble up because of the nature of human experience. They're just going to show up out of the knowingness and nothingness of life. But they're not all going to be happy thoughts. You're going to have thoughts that are going to entertain you, and some thoughts are going to try to sway you, or some thoughts are going to try to bring you down. And you have to be detached from the thoughts. So that whole song is about realizing some thoughts are going to be great and some thoughts aren't.
Wow, amazing.
So it's a fun thing.
Well, you know, and I meant to tell you too, so many people on social media said that they love your music, that they've purchased your music and they just love it, and how it really inspires them and motivates them to keep moving forward.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank you. That means the world to me as a musician, especially as a new one. I welcome that. You know, Mark Twain said he could live 2 weeks on a good compliment. So that'll what you just said will hold me for a while. Thank you.
Right. And so lastly, what do you feel that the divine has for you to do, Joe? What's on the horizon for you? I know you're going to Kuwait and probably doing some powerful things. What do you feel like at this time in your life that you're supposed to be doing?
That is a wonderful question. You know, in the past, I would try to project ahead and guess what's up in store for me. Mm-hmm. But when I found that if I let go and stayed in the moment, I would be more dazzled by what did appear around the corner, because it would become a surprise that I could never even predict. I couldn't even see it coming. So the divine probably has some really major miracles for me, and that could be anything from more books to more music to TV shows. There are a lot of people who have been wanting me to have my own television show to more movies. I really enjoyed being in The Secret. I am being filmed for at least 2 more movies, one right after I come back from the Middle East, another one next month. There's a lot of that kind of stuff going on. But the truth of the matter is, just to be raw and honest, is I don't know. I'm ready and eager to find out, but I don't know. I'm going to stay in the moment, do what's inspired for me to take action to do, and stay happy.
I love that answer. And, you know, Joe, I just want to say again, we're just so appreciative, you know, for your work and your service to people all over the world. You are a blessing to mankind. And when Jules interviewed you, I said to myself, I want to have him on my show too. And I ask, and I'm so appreciative. And we're going to leave the show this evening. We're going to be listening to some of Joe's great music, which you need to go out and purchase. Before we do that, Joe, let people have your website information, et cetera.
Well, thank you. For the music, I have a website that has all 15 albums listed on it. It's at allhealingmusic.com, www.all for allhealingmusic.com. And of course, I'm giving away the book, Attract Money Now. That's over at attractmoneynow.com. And my major site, which is a portal to everything I do, it's simply my name. It's at joevitale.com or mrfire.com, www.mrfire.com. MrFire.com. And again, thank you. You're doing God's work. I really appreciate this. Godspeed to all your listeners. Expect miracles, everybody.
So true. Well, we're going to go out listening to Joe's music. And, you know, as I say every week, God loves you. You know I love you. And remember this, the best is yet to come. Let's listen to Joe's music.
When you long for more, when you seek new goals, when you want the best, give it this test. Imagine the end. feel it is so. Walk in the now, feel the glow. Feel it real, feel it real. It's done in here, so feel it real. Feel like it's already done, feel all the fun. It's the new world, in fact, feel it real. Neville said to make it so. Imagine it's here and complete. Walk in the knowing that the end is so. Feel it real. Feel it complete. The secret to life is to feel it real. No need to wonder or worry. No need to visualize or delay. Just feel what you want real and feel it done today. Long for better times, when you dream of a better world, just look within and imagine it so. All you have to do is feel it real. Imagine the best, let it unfold like the rest. Smile and move forward. Feeling it real.
Feel it real.
Feeling it real.
Yeah.
Feeling it real.
Feel it real.
Feeling it real.
Yeah.
Feeling it real.
Feel it real.
Feeling.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Hey.
Imagine the end. Feel it is so. Walk in the now. Feel the glow. Imagine the best. Let it unfold like the rest.
Feel it real.
Smile and move forward.
Feel it real.
Feeling. It real.
I feel it real. I feel it real, 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 yeah. I feel it real. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance will be back next week with another inspirational show. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com or send Constance an email at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.